Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned in to the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly referred to as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. Today, our discussion is going to be on fibromyalgia. So this Saturday's special is turmeric, magnesium, DHA, and D3. All of these have been shown to reduce inflammation and discomfort. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. You can also email your order or any questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's cfhealthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to Central Florida Healthline. Dr. Heist is with me again today, and we're going to talk about a subject that affects over 5 million Americans, fibromyalgia. Dr. Heist, thank you for joining me.
Thank you. Good to be here again.
Now, fibromyalgia is a long-term chronic disorder that is associated with widespread pain in the muscles, joints, and bones. People with this disorder typically will experience other things such as fatigue and headaches, difficulty sleeping, or they'll sleep for long periods of time and just not feel rested when they wake. Depression and anxiety typically are associated with it. Usually you don't know if it's kind of, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg. Did the pain cause the depression and anxiety, or did the depression and anxiety cause the pain? And, of course, inability to focus or concentrate.
Yeah.
Those are typically, related to the fibromyalgia. Unfortunately, these symptoms, they're considered subjective, meaning that they cannot be determined or measured by a test. And because the symptoms are subjective, fibromyalgia is often misdiagnosed as other diseases. Dr. Heist, is this something that you saw a lot of while you were practicing?
I did, and had a lot of very, very good success. We actually had people coming in from other parts of the state, just because friends tell friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they had very good success. So even if they come in from a distance, once we get them tested and find out what the underlying cause is, and it's sort of like layers of an onion, you fix the core problem, and then you just jump through the right hoops and the body wants to heal. So it was an easy type of a condition to treat. It was not like dealing with some of the heart problems or neurodegenerative type disorders that were a little bit more challenging or difficult. So, but yes, a high rate of success, very, very high rate. So much of it is just a matter of compliance, jumping through the hoops. Mm-hmm. We got to do some things with the diet that we'll talk about here. And taking specific nutrients. But when you do the test, Renee, and I want our listeners to know that, this is not a guessing game. This is not, well, let's try this and come back in 2 or 3 weeks. We'll see how you're feeling, trying to treat this thing from a symptom standpoint. No, there is an underlying etiology or underlying cause that is responsible for this. It takes a long time to get there, and it doesn't go away immediately, but there's definitely encouraging changes that can occur with even within a month's time to know, yes, this something good is happening here, and I haven't felt this good for a while.
Yeah. And doctors say that there is no known cause of it, you know, and really there, you know, there's probably not one single cause. There's a number of common factors that they have found through decades of research, and a lot of it can be, you know, a prior illness or infection may trigger these things, you know, or make symptoms worse. Emotional trauma, severe emotional trauma.
Long-term stress.
Long-term stress, Even PTSD has been linked to fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
So, but a lot of these things, especially stress, can be linked to hormonal disturbances also. So this can contribute. Mm. So there's so many different things. They think that because fibromyalgia runs in families that there is a genetic link, although they haven't been able to identify those genes. What are your thoughts as far as it being genetics?
I don't think it is, because I've had success of being able to turn it around.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
As I say, emphasizing the aspect of the patient's compliance, if they comply, then the test objectively shows what the problem is. You fix the problem, and then the body responds. And so I've not really had, I don't see that as being a legitimate reason for fibromyalgia.
Yeah, and there's really no way to specifically diagnose it.
Right.
You know, no blood test, anything like that. They just basically, if your experience is, you know, widespread pain for over 3 months, you know, or longer, or just pain without any identifiable cause, you know, blood tests can rule out other issues, but it can't show that there's fibromyalgia. But, you know, no lab test can actually detect it. Some doctors out there actually still question whether this is, an actual disorder or not.
Yeah.
Although it is becoming more and more acceptable. Typically, the primary goal of doctors is just to manage pain and improve the quality of life.
Right.
So usually they'll prescribe painkillers or, you know, recommend over-the-counter Advil or Tylenol to manage pain. I know antidepressants are used a lot, but that's used for other things too. They can't figure out what's going on. even anti-seizure drugs have been prescribed. Wow. You know, I hear that a lot in the office. Now, these things might actually help to manage symptoms, but they don't fix the underlying cause, do they?
No, they do not. They sure don't.
Yeah, I know a lot of doctors are finding that lifestyle changes may work better than medication in treating and managing symptoms. So there are natural alternatives, and remedies that you have found when you were dealing with patients that were suffering. You want to tell us a little bit about those?
Well, there's foods that are beneficial for dealing with this type of problem, but, you know, but there's also foods that can exacerbate these problems and make them worse. Most people probably, if they've had a fibromyalgia problem for a long enough period of time, they've experimented doing different things. The guesswork of knowing what foods to eat and what foods not to eat is helped. And takes the guesswork out of it, I guess, to some extent. But if you do an ALKAT, which is a blood test that looks for foods that the body doesn't like, the second brain, the gut, the immune layer within the gastric system is compromised and it's been damaged. And we can get into discussing that, because the gut is so much a source of all this toxic poison dumping into the system. So once you find out what those foods are and get them out of the diet, that's just like a major detox in a sense, because you're not continually eating some of these what we call good foods, and the body says, no, I don't like it. And sometimes you just don't notice the symptoms yourself, but it's creating sometimes an immediate effect. Other times it'll have a latent effect. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very confusing. So the ALKAT test really helps to take the guesswork out of it. But fundamentally, we all know that our health is contributed in a major part by the quality of the food that we eat.
Yeah.
Cakes, pies, cookies, candy, ice cream, carbonated drinks.
Halloween candy.
Yeah, right. Halloween last night. Those types of food are also not only chemicals, which are toxic, but also they're high sugar, high glycemic index foods. And so that's some of the stuff you want to avoid. Most people know that corn is close to a sugar, so we want to avoid that. And then, of course, grapes, they're used to make wine. Why? Because of the fermentation capabilities of the sugar levels. So you want to avoid grapes. And then we can gain weight by potatoes, right, because of the heavy starch. So those kinds of foods, peas, those kinds of foods you definitely want to try and avoid.
Of course, artificial sweeteners are a huge one.
Great. Yes.
And MSG.
Right, MSG, and then high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah.
Any
sucrose, processed foods.
Dextrose.
Yeah.
Some of those sweeteners that are maybe they call them sugar alcohols, or they're sugars or sweeteners, but they're definitely an artificial, toxic.
Yeah,
and
they've
so
shown how much
that.
Damage that they can do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a balanced diet can really help you stay healthy and provide just a constant supply of good energy, which most people with fibromyalgia have no energy or very, very low. So if you're not eating properly, your symptoms, you know, will probably worsen. And there's a number of nutrients that can help with some of the symptoms, and a lot of them are this week's special. Vitamin D, that's known as a sunshine vitamin. It does have some effect on nerve and muscle function. And there are some studies that have suggested that low levels of vitamin D can increase the fibromyalgia symptoms. Most people think because we live here in Florida or because you get a lot of direct sunlight exposure that you're getting plenty of vitamin D. But that's not always the case. A lot of people are unable to convert vitamin D to the active form. So supplementing, you know, with a high quality vitamin D, like our D3 serum, could make a very big difference. And magnesium, fibromyalgia has been linked to magnesium deficiency.
Yep.
And research has shown that magnesium supplements can help to reduce some of the troublesome symptoms, including pain. In fact, there was a study done and published in the Journal of Research Medical Sciences, and it said that magnesium may also dramatically improve insomnia. So magnesium is essential to a lot of things, especially to healthy muscle function, and it helps to increase cellular energy. And Dr. Heiss, I know you've got a couple of favorites that you had good success with. I think one of your favorites was the DHA.
Yes, DHA, because it contains a high amount of omega-3s.
Mm-hmm.
And omega-3s are basically, by very nature, anti-inflammatories.
Yeah.
And so you could really push down a lot of the inflammatory pain that gets into the muscles and joints just by using a high dose of your DHA material. It's very effective. It's very pure. And so where can you get it in the foods? You know, you can get it in cold water fish.
Yeah.
You can get it in nuts, seeds. And there's different types of fish. I want to be able to caution our readers that salmon, for the most part, that you buy off the ice in the supermarket, is caught, frozen, shipped, and then it thaws out on the ice in the store until it's purchased. But that is farm raised, and it's usually color enhanced, so
yeah,
it looks good. However, the content of the DHA molecule or the omega-3 molecule is very compromised, not good, because that salmon has been raised in a tributary net in the cold waters of the Northeast or Northwest, and those fish are fed GMO soy for protein, and they're also given antibiotics because they can live in large numbers in close proximity. And then they're given also hormones.
Yeah.
And so basically it's an artificial fish. It's a frankenfish rather than a real good fish. So,
yeah, so
we can talk about some of that, the alternatives to the salmon, but omega-3 fish oils are good.
Yeah. And turmeric, you said you really liked also for this particular cause as an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah. It's anti-inflammatory. It's also anti-pain.
Yeah, and there's studies that show that turmeric actually works better than many painkillers as far as relieving joint pain, stiffness, arthritis, and a lot of the debilitating symptoms that are usually associated with fibromyalgia. It's very safe and effective to halt inflammation, and, you know, you can't really harm yourself taking too much of it. So I have a question. Say I'm in the audience listening right now, and I think, oh, awesome, I have turmeric in my pantry that I bought at the grocery store as a spice.
Yeah.
So is that going to be the same thing?
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not. I'm glad you brought that up.
So, yeah, so a lot of people start cooking with that, and they're not seeing a difference. But, yeah, the stuff we have at the office is incredibly powerful. And a lot of times too, you want to look at these things that you're taking, some of the nutrients that we're mentioning. If you don't get them from me, you want to make sure they don't have those toxic excipients attached to them, because that can just contribute to some of the things that you're dealing with.
What would the toxic tagalongs be?
Well, your magnesium stearates, for one. Silica is a pretty word, but it's a nice word for sand. So I'm not sure why we need sand in our nutrients, but it happens. But yeah, the magnesium stearate typically comes from cottonseed oil that they use to grease down the machines. And cottonseed is one of the most highly pesticide oils that are out there, and that ends up seeping into your nutrients.
Yes, right. That's good to know.
Yeah, and we also, at the office, we've got a German technology device that's shown a lot of promise in helping to relieve symptoms of fibromyalgia. This device has, a lot of people have mentioned that it definitely helped to decrease their pain levels. And so you're welcome to come in and try it. Everybody gets 2 free sessions. Just call the office, set an appointment, and see how it affects you, if you notice a difference in your levels and stuff.
I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
What does that do to the body?
The main thing is it sets off a frequency that is the same frequency as our capillaries. And our capillaries are 74% of our cardiovascular system. So it gets more oxygen pumping through the system, but it also helps to not only deliver more oxygen to the cells, so it creates more energy, it helps to deliver the nutrients up to the cells too. And while it's delivering oxygen and nutrients, it's also pulling toxins out of the cells.
That's great.
So it's, you get, kind of a big threefold. And it's amazing to hear all the different things that helps people with.
So it stimulates blood flow and also accelerates the detoxification?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Because really with fibromyalgia, you're dealing with an inflammatory toxic overload in the body. And those pain receptors called nociceptors are just filling up. Mm-hmm. And the higher the levels of toxicity or inflammatory material that's in those nociceptor pain receptors, then the more exquisite the pain.
Yeah.
So they get up stiff in the morning, headachy, tired, sluggish, all these physical effects that we were talking about. Yep.
Yeah, and there are a number of other natural herbal supplements, including CBD oil, that can really help. And some of those other things are melatonin, CoQ10, Max-B. But the way to find out which ones will work best for you is to schedule a QRA appointment, because the same thing doesn't work for everybody. Everybody reacts differently. And there's also a growing body of evidence that mercury poisoning from silver fillings in the mouth is a major culprit in triggering fibromyalgia. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Dr. Heiss?
I think that's a very real possibility. I've actually had patients who've had bizarre symptoms, and not necessarily just neurological related, although they can also have that, but just bizarre problems, and they'd come because their doctors can't, they do their blood tests and diagnostic workup, and they can't find out what's going on. And we would have them, we would test them and find that they had heavy metals accumulating in their body, and that just mercury.
Yeah.
And so we'd just have them start to take the metal out of the mouth and then give them some material, some herbs that would start to detox and pull that out of the body, and they would definitely begin to improve. So yeah, that is something to consider. If someone's got a lot of mercury in the mouth, fortunately, I was talking with a dentist who was out of state last week, and he's saying that the dental profession is starting to swing the other way. They're beginning to teach these doctors how to use composites and materials that are not mercury in nature. It wasn't that long ago they were putting enormous amounts of metal in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not inert. That leaches, that deteriorates, it vaporizes when you chew.
Yeah.
And eat and drink and have contact of different acids and alkaloids in the foods that come in contact with that. So that's a critical factor to consider when trying to address a solution here.
Yeah, and there is an acupuncture point that we can test,
yes,
to see if the body is just overwhelmed with heavy metals.
That's part of that QRA test that, yeah, we've been talking about. Very, very effective, very objective. And thankfully, there's actually a molecule that the Lord puts in nature,
mm-hmm,
that is an antagonist to that metal.
Yeah.
So it could begin to detox it and bring it out of the body. It's so wonderful.
Yeah, and we've got a pretty sizable write-up about silver fillings and the proper way to get them removed and all that. So if you've got a lot of silver fillings, you think that might be an issue for you, then definitely, yeah, give us a call and we'll get that information to you. So, you know, conventional medicine, it might help to take the edge off the symptoms, but it truly ignores the root cause of, you know, what is causing fibromyalgia. And so many different deficiencies can lead to all the symptoms of fibromyalgia, whether it's the gut, the liver, lack of minerals, hormonal issues, or eating foods that you're sensitive to. So if you or a loved one is suffering, you know, call to set up a QRA test so,
yeah,
we can determine what your specific nutritional needs are. And you don't have to guess, or you don't have to buy,
yeah,
you know, some of everything and say, oh, it's not quite working. You know, nutrients like the ones we talked about today, they can help to correct nutritional deficiencies and reduce the pain and inflammation and, you know, to increase your energy and just help you get a good night's sleep. Vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, those all provide the building blocks that you need to get well and to stay well. God provided us everything we would, yeah, ever need to heal. When you give your body what it needs, you know, miraculous things take place. You know, Hippocrates said, you know, let food be thy medicine,
yeah,
and thy medicine be,
yeah,
thy food.
Good.
And,
yep,
the Bible says the fruit will be for food and the leaves for healing.
Genesis 1:29-30.
Yep.
Boy, we have the word to rely on.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Heiss, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for joining me again today and sharing your expertise. It's always a blessing to have you with us.
Thank you. I appreciate this. I always enjoy being with you here.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and you can find me in Winter Park, just off Howell Branch Road. My blockbuster special this week is turmeric, magnesium, DHA, and D3 serum. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and you'll receive 50% off your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheise.com, that's drheise.com, or find Heiss Health Clinic on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys, and I thank you for listening to Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health.
God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.